USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. She becomes the latest White House official to test positive for the coronavirus. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha reminds everyone what the goals are regarding COVID-19.
We have a very, very contagious variant out there. It is going to be hard to ensure that no one gets COVID in America. That's not even a policy goal. The goal of our policy should be, obviously, minimize infections whenever possible, but to make sure people don't get seriously ill.
Better late than never, that's how the Senate's top Republican characterizes the Biden administration's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the administration is stepping up its game. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Wildfires out west are continuing to give firefighters headaches.
Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000-plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grasslands are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Researchers at the University of Washington have developed a new COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't use mRNA technology like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. It's made with tiny protein particles studded with pieces of COVID-19. The nanoparticles were designed by protein engineers at UW Medicine. The vaccine has gone through a Phase 3 trial and has been approved by regulators. Executions set to happen in the Lone Star State are being placed on hold.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court could review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucio's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Flight attendants with Delta Airlines will be paid while passengers are boarding. It's set to begin in just over a month and will involve half of their hourly rate. They're usually paid when the doors to the plane close. Delta is facing a union drive from the Association of Flight Attendants. They also represent crews at other airlines, including United and Alaska. And in case you missed it, Tuesday is National Pretzel Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.